me how many alarms you set in the morning. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Gianna. Who in the room is not normal? Joe, raise your hand.
What?
Joe said
this is the majority.
Wait, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm on Joe's phone. 6.
Keep scrolling.
7.
Keep scrolling.
10 alarms Joe set this morning to get up.
They're all within about 20 minutes, too.
No, see, that would get on my nerves.
Starts at 00, then I give myself 6 minutes, then 08.
It's 506, 508, 515, 517, on and on and on and on.
520, 522, 529.
But do you let all of them?
They're all turned on.
No, I mean, did you make it to the last one?
This morning, I think this morning, 522, so that was number 6 or 7 that actually hit me.
You make it through all 10.
But they don't repeat? Like, when I snooze my things, my alarms, they just kind of come back in, like, 7 minutes or so. It's in, like, 5-minute increments.
I was going to say, I can say that I do one, but I snooze 3 times.
So I have 2. I have one at 00, and then I have one like 15 minutes later in case the snoozing doesn't actually.
So the oh crap alarm you have.
Yeah, so I have the oh crap alarm.
I don't even have that, you guys.
That's actually impressive.
I guess I know that John has one. My husband has one after me.
Oh, so, okay.
I know that if something happens with mine, he's still waking up. And was your boyfriend over?
He was there. He's laying in my bed right now, probably sleeping off all the...
That is annoying.
I think if you're single, that's okay. But if you have a partner next to you and your alarm is going off 10 times...
I agree.
I think I would murder you.
I don't think so. I think I am the majority.
No,
in
I don't
2024,
think
when you have to wake up... In the year of our Lord, 2024, when you have to wake up... Early, you need all of these things. They're little gifts, and you know what?
It gives
myself a little gift. I've gotten savvy. I used to hit snooze, and then I got savvy, and I discovered if I just turned it off, I wouldn't have to get up.
Yeah, I don't think you're in the majority here,
but you're still going to get annoyed every minute. Like, you're setting an alarm for every 2 minutes or so. If you're setting 10 alarms within 20 minutes,
yeah, maybe you're thinking that it just wakes you up faster because it's so like.
Annoying.
You know, on a snooze, what do I get? 9 minutes, I think it is?
Yeah, I think your phone defaults to 9 minutes.
So I can legit start dreaming in between.
True.
In between my snoozes. Mm-hmm. Maybe the rapid fire alarms is a better thing.
Maybe.
But I still don't think you're... Can you tell us how many alarms... Be honest, how many alarms you set in the morning? Is it normal to set like 10 alarms like Joe does?
Yes.
I don't think so. All right, call right now. Then for Sabrina Carpenter, she's the VMA Artist of the Day, back-to-back songs, all right? Hasn't happened yet, but it'll happen sometime this hour. All right, it's going to happen throughout the day, but the first time, sometime this hour. Joe gets to work today, and yeah, we're going to tell them something that I probably shouldn't be saying. I'm always snooping through his phone.
Yeah.
And even though I say people shouldn't snoop through people's phones, I'm always snooping through Joe's phone.
Chris calls it content.
Yes. It's content. It is content. It totally is. So I noticed that Joe had 10 alarms set to wake up this morning to get to work. 10 alarms. And he's like, oh, that's normal. Everybody does that.
It's a little excessive.
Come on.
It's a little much.
All right, let's get to the phones. Ange in Newtown is on the line. Now, Ange... You get up pretty early, right? And you go work out and stuff, much more than Joe does in the morning, right?
Yeah, so I get up really early. I would say like 4:50. I know people are going to gag at that, but that's the only time I can do it. But I would say between my alarms, 4:50, then like 5 and 5:05 and 5:10, I think I get up at around 5:25, 5:30.
Oh, my gosh. So you have as many as Joe.
Yeah, I would say average like 8. Maybe Joe says 10. I say 8.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, your partner doesn't mind, but mine like wants to murder me.
I think his boyfriend wants to murder him.
I think so.
My boyfriend's
as well.
Not with me every single night, so I think that may help him. But like this morning.
Help him. I think that would
help him. Help him survive this nightmare that I bring him every day.
I think if he's with you all the time that he would get used to it. You know what I mean? Like John says, he doesn't even hear my alarms anymore. He gets up to his alarm.
Right.
Which I think is kind of crazy because I snoozed like 3 times.
Yeah.
I used to think that was excessive. I thought my snoozing three times was excessive.
Me too.
And then I see his phone this morning and it's 10.
Yeah. And then you know what the mess of that is? It's that you end up snoozing those alarms anyway. So then they start going off 20 minutes later and it just keeps going. Because I don't shut any of my alarms off until like later on in the day when I forget.
Now, I'll tell you, this morning I made it a point because I went and got into the shower. I made it a point to make sure they were off before I got into the shower.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, I tried to. I tried to be nice.
You're not a nice person, so.
I tried. Selfless of me, because I was like, well, I don't want to keep waking him up.
Ellie and Yardley said that she sets 2 on a typical day, 5 when I need to be up and cannot oversleep.
Now, see, I think that is the norm.
2, 3,
maybe 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's the norm.
Let's see. Robin Bridgewater said just 1 alarm.
Do you know my cousin Chris is like that? And she... 1 alarm, and it's early too. She gets up like 5 o'clock or even earlier.
Oof.
And she springs right out of bed.
No, not me.
That's the kind of person I'll never be.
Do that.
I gotta tell you, I'm not that person either.
We've been all doing this for a little bit now, and I still don't get used to the early alarms. I can't do it.
Yeah. Although she goes to bed super early at like 7:30 at
Hello?
Night. Yeah, it's early.
I'm eating dinner at like 7 o'clock at night. That's insane.
But I think you have a quota of sleep, right?
True.
After a certain time, you're like, okay, I'm done.
No, see me, I could sleep for like 20 hours.
Oh, God.
If somebody challenged me to sleep for 24 hours straight, I could do it.
24 hours straight.
I mean,
I would hurt. Like, I would.
No.
My body would hurt in bed that long, I think.
No, not me. Not I.
Oh, yeah. Monica and Philly heard those 2 Sabrina Carpenter songs back to back. And you know what that means, right? Because, you know, she's the VMA Artist of the Day. She's now qualified to go to the MTV VMAs next week in New York.
Awesome.
She can bring a bestie. Yeah, it's the VIP fan passes that we have to the show. You get an overnight hotel stay, too, courtesy of Warner Records. So keep listening. This is going to happen throughout the day. Next one's in the 8 o'clock hour. Psst. 8 o'clock hour.
That was quiet.
That was good.
I may not be able to do that much longer because now I think the bosses are getting
Somebody's going to catch on at some point.
It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Hopefully you had a great long holiday weekend. So did you hear about this bet that is a Taylor Swift bet going?
This is crazy. So there's
for the NFL season opener.
Yeah. So Bet Kansas, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, Taylor's going to be there, probably seeing Travis. There's a bet on the app right now for the first game, which is on Thursday. Whether or not Taylor is going to be at the game. And that's something you could actually win money betting on right now.
Joe knows where the tour is and everything. Where is she?
So she is off the road right now for a couple weeks.
Oh, so yeah,
there's a chance she might be there.
In terms of official touring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. And you know
when does the tour resume again?
I have to check the exact date, but she is not actively on the road right now.
She'll be there. What do you think?
I feel like if she's off, she's going to be there.
Yes.
She's going to be there. So that's an easy money win for people if this is available. I mean, I think, obviously this is for like a smaller Kansas, like a Kansas betting app, but people are expecting it to kind of grow to other betting apps.
Didn't we hear that she's going to be able to be at 13 games or something?
Per her current schedule, yeah.
Right? Didn't we hear that? So she's going to be at quite a few.
So this is easy money for some people, honestly. Yeah.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Ah. 52 days. Let's see.
I feel a lot of practice, though.
Yeah, we took a couple weeks off of this game,
so
we're back at it. Good morning, PST. Who's this taking on Chris Rollins?
Hi, it's Brittany from Hamilton.
Brittany, hey, you ready to end the streak of 52 days?
Hopefully. I tied with you once, and I lost, so let's see if I can put a win.
All right.
Let's see.
Bye, Chris.
I don't know, I'm feeling a little rusty, so you might have a leg up here. All right, I'm out.
As Chris leaves, Brittany, you probably know how this works. We'll give you 3 questions. When Chris comes back, she's going to get the same 3, and we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right. Camp Rock, question number 1. Camp Rock 2, starring the Jonas Brothers, aired on this day for the first time in 2010. Name any of the Jonas Brothers.
Joe Jonas.
Do you want to lock that in?
Yes.
She sounded a little bored there. Joe Jonas.
It's an easy one for Brittany. Question number 2. Johnny Depp was spotted with his new girlfriend over the weekend. Go ahead and name any Johnny Depp movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You want to lock it in?
Yep.
Third and final question. Wendy's announced they're going to release a SpongeBob SquarePants themed menu. What restaurant does SpongeBob work at on that show?
Krusty Krab. Lock it in.
All right, Can't Beat Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. What's up, Chris?
Hey. What up, my girl, Chris?
I'm here.
All right, here we go, Chris. Yep. 52 days on the line. Oh, you're going to get the same three questions. Question number one.
She went through pretty quick, so were they easy?
Or they're just, she's just smart.
I'm not giving you that. That's all for you.
Yeah, that's for you to figure out.
Okay, here we
go. Question number one. Camp Rock 2, starring the Jonas Brothers, first aired on this day in 2010. Name any of the Joe Bros.
Nick Jonas.
Chris said Nick Jonas. Brittany said Joe Jonas. And you're both correct.
Both bros.
What about Kevin? Somebody, I'm going to say Kevin Jonas. Everybody always forgets about Kevin.
Who's the lost Jonas?
Frankie.
All right, we're tied 1-1.
These are easy.
Going into question two. Johnny Depp spotted out and about with his new girlfriend over the weekend. Go ahead and name any Johnny Depp movie.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to make me name his girlfriend.
No.
Edward Scissorhands.
Chris said Edward Scissorhands. Brittany said Pirates of the Caribbean. And you guys are both correct.
Woo! Here we go. Question number three. Tied 2-2 going into it. Wendy's announced they're going to release a SpongeBob SquarePants themed menu, Chris. What restaurant on the show SpongeBob does he work at?
Oh, God.
Ooh. Brittany, I'll tell you, there's a look of terror in her face.
There is no. You know, I never let my kids watch SpongeBob. I think it's a stupid show.
It's the best show of all time, but we could debate that a little later.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
My mind is blank.
So
are we passing?
No, I'm not passing.
5, 4, 3.
Oh.
2.
I gotta be honest. I don't know.
Brittany
said
the drink is over.
No, it's not. Did
Brittany
you know
said
it?
The Krusty Krab, and
no!
The Krusty Krab is correct.
Oh, no!
Brittany.
Oh.
You have done it.
I told you I felt rusty.
Or crusty.
Wow, Brittany. Tomorrow we get to say a 0-day streak.
Wow.
Chris, give Brittany that satisfaction.
Congratulations, Brittany. I am Chris Rollins, and I cannot beat Brittany.
Ooh, that is beautiful.
Oh, my God. Guys, I really have never seen SpongeBob all the way through.
Chris.
It's just so dumb.
You need to educate yourself.
No, that's okay.
Brittany, we got you a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake at the Wells Fargo Center on October 11th.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Congratulations.
It's the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. Tickets on sale now for everyone else. Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So, Patrick Mahomes spilling some tea about Taylor Swift. And I don't know if the other wives and girlfriends will be too happy about this. So, he just did an interview and he mentioned Taylor. Listen to what he said.
She's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions. She's already drawing up plays. We might have to put one in.
We might have to put one in?
Just what?
One of her plays?
This is, like, too much. Like, it's just
if
entirely.
I were another wife or girlfriend who probably have never been asked their opinion, I'd be like, who is she?
I know. But also, at the same time, like, just dumb. It's just dumb.
So I'm sure she's going to be there, right, this week? I would think.
Maybe.
Season's kicking off in her luxury box. We'll see who she brings. That's why I always like to see who she brings, whether it's like Blake and Ryan or, you know, whoever. So Adele announced that once her Vegas residency is over, she's going away. She's taking a break for a long time. She's done this before, right, Joe? She takes years off.
She takes years off because what gives her all that pain and all that ability to write.
So she told the crowd at her final night at her Munich residency on Saturday that she's really enjoyed performing, you know, for 3 years, which is the longest I've ever done and probably the longest I will ever do. So she'll be in Vegas until, from October 25th to November 23rd, and then she's going to go away. I mean, she's getting married, right? Hopefully we see wedding pics. And One Tree Hill coming back. So it's a sequel. It's a sequel series. It's in the works for Netflix with Sophia Bush and Hillary Britton Morgan returning as Brooke and Peyton. They're also going to produce the show along with former co-star Daniel Ackles. But there's no word if she or any of the other cast members from the original series will, you know, appear in front of the camera. You're a fan, aren't you?
No, not really.
Well, I thought you were. No.
No, but I'm here for the nostalgia of it.
It is kind of nostalgic. Yeah. I kind of like it.
Not
for
a huge fan, but I'm here for the nostalgia.
Yeah. All right. There's the scoop. Scoop brought to you.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Scoop brought to you by Haldeman Ford, your local family owned dealership with a large service center open 6 days a week. Pickup and delivery service as well as mobile service available. Haldeman Ford, Route 33 in Hamilton. All right. So you're still listening for our VMA artist of the day. It's Sabrina Carpenter today. We're going to play back-to-back Sabrina songs sometime in the 8 o'clock hour. When you hear them, be caller 25. You're going to get qualified to go to the MTV Video Music Awards in New York next week. All right, it's all courtesy of Warner Records. You're staying the night. You get VIP fan passes to the show, the whole thing. So make sure you're listening. Just after 8, we're going to play our favorite game right now. One of our favorite games. What's My Job? Where we're going to have a listener tell us their salary, and then we're going to have to figure out what they do. All right, so make sure you're listening.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. 94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
That is your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job?
All right, Haley in Bucks County's here. Good morning.
Morning.
So you're going to tell us your salary, your yearly salary, and then we're going to ask you some yes or no questions to kind of get some hints for our listeners. And then we're going to open the phones and see if we can all guess what you do. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So right now, right out of the gate here, just give us your yearly salary. Don't say anything else.
Okay. So I make $56,000 a year, but that's like my side gig.
Whoa. Oh. Wait, $56,000 a year and it's a side hustle?
That should be your main hustle, girl.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Anyway.
So some yes or no questions. Well, now this kind of changes my mindset a little bit. Do you work in real estate?
No.
Okay. Hmm. Do you work from home for this side hustle?
No.
Okay. So do you have to wear any sort of like specific uniform or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wait a minute. Do you sell something?
No.
Are there cash tips involved?
Sometimes.
So yeah, we'll just go with yes then. Okay.
Do you
last one.
Do you work with kids of any sort?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do?
I know. Yeah, this is weird. I have no
idea.
All
right. So we're going to put you on hold. Don't say anything else. And we're going to have to guess what you do. All right. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I want this side hustle.
Yeah, I'd like to do this
Although,
too.
Although it's working with kids. And,
you can make a lot of money, though, taking care of people's kids.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. So phones are open. Do you have a guess what she does? Phones are already ringing. 6092. My job here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. This one is kind of crazy. So Haley in Bucks County told us that she makes $56,000 a year. And it's just her side gig.
This is insane.
So we got a couple of clues out of her. She doesn't sell real estate. She doesn't work from home. She does wear a uniform. Interesting. She doesn't sell anything, does get some cash tips, and she does work with kids. Now, we had a couple of people call in. Dan in New Jersey thinks she's a babysitter. And actually, I used to make a ton of money babysitting.
You can.
Even Princeton called in and thinks she's a tutor.
That's a good guess, too.
That is a good guess. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Madison and Bordentown on the line. What do you think, Madison? What do you think her job is?
I think she manages parties, like my aunt used to do that kind of stuff. She made a lot for a side gig, so I'm thinking she's like party management.
Really? Like a party planner type of thing?
Yeah, like through the balloon arches and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. That's a good guess.
Actually, I know somebody who quit her real job to do that because it made so much money.
That's insane. Huh.
the balloon arches and stuff.
Yeah, seriously. I know. I'm sure it does.
All right, let's go to Lo in Princeton. Lo, what's your guess? What do you think her job is?
I think she's like a kid's party entertainer, like a character of some sort. Because the weekend hours, right? Like, that would be like side gig hours.
Right. Could you make that much money, like being a princess or something?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money for a side gig.
A lot of money.
All right, let's...
Gotta go. We gotta do this.
Yeah, before you take your guess, though, let's get her back on. Hey, Haley.
Hi.
Has someone guessed it yet?
Yeah.
They have. Oh, wait. Don't tell us it, though. All right. Now, Joe, you can't guess your normal because you'd be a perv if you did then, after she said
I mean,
the kids
it doesn't,
thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna go babysitter. Because
okay. Babysitter?
Even though a babysitter of adults who like to wear diapers.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Why would you guess that? Why would anybody guess that? Anyway.
Because he's not normal.
That's not an... Okay, anyway.
Gianna, what's your guess?
I think I'm going to go with Eve in Princeton and say a tutor. I feel like you can make a lot of money doing that.
You know, my sister's a teacher and she does a little tutoring in the summer. And she makes bank. So I'm going with you. I think you're a tutor.
I like it.
All right, so now's your chance to reveal. What is your job?
The last girl that called in was right. I am in the birthday party industry. I'm a clown.
No way.
Kids' parties. Yeah.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Wait, do you have a name? Do you have a name for your clown?
Yes.
What's your name?
Saucy.
Saucy? That is awesome. Wow, you make a ton of money being a clown.
A lot, yeah. It's a good gig.
Girl, put on the face paint and... Get to cut
I
the
may
cake.
Be turning clown. Thanks for calling.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Now that she's gone, I have to admit,
I am scared of clowns?
Terrified
I
of
knew
clowns.
I knew you were going to
say
that.
Now that she's gone, I'm so sorry, Saucy, but I'm terrified.
All right, coming up at 8:30 this morning, you and your bestie could be headed to the MTV Video Music Awards in New York next week. All right, we're going to explain how you can get there.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
How would you like to go to the MTV Video Music Awards? How cool is this? So we're going to send you and your bestie to New York next week because that's where the show is. It's local. It's right up the turnpike.
Right.
I mean, how often are all these stars in the area? I mean, we're talking Dua Lipa, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor, Teddy Swims, Eminem, Beyonce. You can see them all in the same night up close and personal. So here's what we're doing. We're doing a VMA Artist of the Day. Today, it's Sabrina Carpenter. And when you hear us play Sabrina Carpenter songs back to back, like let's say you hear this one. Okay, you know that's Sabrina Carpenter. But that alone isn't going to get you anything.
No.
You got to hear another one like this. Okay, so you know Sabrina Carpenter. It's not going to be those two songs.
And it may be, but it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. All right, so when you hear two Sabrina Carpenter songs play back to back, that's your cue to be caller 25. Boom. Be caller 25, and you're going to get in the running to win that trip. And we're talking like once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah.
You get VIP fan passes to the show. You're getting an overnight stay, all courtesy of Warner Records. Like, this is going to be an experience.
Yeah, this is awesome.
All right, so make sure you're listening. Like I said, I'm kind of giving you hints. I know I'm not supposed to, but we're going to do this back-to-back Sabrina Carpenter, sometime before 9 o'clock. And you're going to hear them all throughout the day, too. But
yeah.
There's another one coming really soon. All right,
you're
so keep
listening.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Did you hear what Patrick Mahomes said about Taylor Swift?
Oh,
so he was doing an interview recently, and this is what he had to say. Listen.
She's really interested in football, and she asked a lot of great questions. She's already drawing up plays, so we might have to put one in.
We might have to put one in?
I don't think he's being serious. You can't take somebody at their word, you guys.
He sounded pretty serious. He wasn't laughing or anything. I don't know. If I were a wife or a girlfriend of the other players, am I like, hey, I've offered suggestions before. Nobody said they're going to put it in.
I could see them making, I could see Andy Reid making Taylor, naming it something punny, Taylor-ish, just so that they get the notoriety of it.
Yeah.
He did say he loved what Taylor's done for the NFL, because he's a girl dad, right? He's loved that daughters are now watching football with their dads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like that too.
No, me too.
So Wawa giving away free coffee for the next 2 weeks. If you're a teacher or any school staff, You get a free hot cup of coffee any size.
Wow.
Any size.
I love it.
That's pretty cool. Like back to school perk. So speaking of back to school, did you guys ever have those Capri Suns in your lunch, the pouch?
Yes. Yes. The Pacific cooler is the best flavor.
So everybody was kind of freaking out because there were rumors swirling that they were ditching the iconic pouches and switching to bottles.
This is dumb.
It's not true.
Good.
It's not true. Now here's the deal though. They're adding bottles, but they're not getting rid of the pouches.
Gotcha. I was going to say, that doesn't sound
smart. Capri Sun has to be a pouch. It has to be,
yeah.
Right?
Respect the pouch. That's literally their slogan.
Yes, totally has to be. So Charlie XCX says Brad Summer's over for good. For good.
She said goodbye to Brad Summer yesterday on IG.
Yeah. And it's Telephone Tuesday. You know what that means? Today is the top day for phone calls all year long. All year long.
Because we're all doing all the... This is, to me, bigger than New Year's Day because I don't have kids. I never have had kids. I never will have kids.
But
there's a reset that happens in society on back to school day.
Agreed.
And back to reality and out of summer mode that it is. So like today's day, like, oh, I've been meaning to call and lower the rate on my cable bill. Like that kind of business.
Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. I was just talking with some mom friends that this does seem like January 1st.
It does. I feel that.
And again, I don't have kids and I feel
yeah, I was surprised you actually
because
said that.
In the workplace, like everyone's back and ready to go till the end of the year.
Here we go.
Fall just brings a different vibe in it. Maybe it's because, I don't know, we're programmed from being kids and, you know, your year starts in September when you're a kid. So maybe it just kind of goes through your adulthood. I don't know.
I went school supply shopping this weekend and I'm not even going back to school.
God.
Weird.
I love the smell of paper.
I'll be doing that today with Paley. She's like, we need to go to Staples. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Can I come? I love Staples. Yeah, me too. Oh, that gets me. That's like, you are weird. That's like porn for me.
All right. There's the scoop.
Chris and the crew. 94.5 PST.
Crew 94.5 PST. Your number one hit music station. This woman on TikTok. Oh my God. She is the reason why her company is scrambling trying to find a new way to issue email addresses. Right, Gianna?
So apparently, this girl got a new job. And she kind of was sharing it on TikTok that they were, you know, getting all of her stuff together. Her, you know, her email address was one of them. So the company uses first letter of your first name and then your last name at blah, blah, blah.
Which
as
is
your
pretty
email.
Common.
Right.
I've seen that in a lot of friends' work email addresses, right?
The only problem is her name is Samantha Hart.
Okay. So that would be S. Hart.
I got it. Oh, so you'd literally be typing S-H-A-R-T. Not, would it be easier if she changed her last name to the other spelling of Hart?
Or maybe use your...
Or Samantha H, maybe
right.
They do.
Samantha L, like,
well, now
an initial.
Apparently the company is absolutely scrambling because they don't want to change everybody's emails, but they want some sort of, you know, like... Some
uniformity.
Sort of consistency. Yeah.
Use her middle name. It's Samantha Jean, maybe. Like, do J Hart.
So now apparently she's like in a back and forth thing between her HR department and all of these corporate bosses and her job. They're trying to figure out just what to do next.
Think about it. Would you want to be known as S Hart? I'm not going to say it. You put it together yourself.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.